All right, welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. And this review is for Robin Hood. It's directed by Otto Bathurst, who is known for Peaky Blinders, some episodes of Black Mirror. The writers are Ben Chandler and David James Kelly. And it stars Taron Egerton, Jamie Foxx, and Ben Mendelsohn. And the synopsis is, a war-hardened crusader and his Moorish commander mount an audacious revolt against the corrupt English crown in a thrilling action adventure-packed, gritty battlefield exploits and mind-blowing fight choreography and a timeless romance. This takes a different spin on Robin Hood. So it actually starts out Taron Egerton, who is Robin of Locksley, being the upper class in society, so he's not poor. One day, someone barges into his residence, so it turns out to be Marion. They fall in love. The next thing that occurs is he's drafted into the Crusades. So he's sent off to war. He's fighting in the Middle East, and he's with other soldiers. They're trying to invade a town. When they invade that town, they're ambushed. And one of the people is ambushing them is Jamie Foxx. He's playing a Moor. So as all the groups are fighting, he and Taron Egerton face off. Jamie Foxx's character is very good with the bow and arrow. He nearly kills Taron Egerton, but he refrains. Someone from the Crusades chops off Jamie Foxx's hand, captures him and a whole bunch of other Moors. They want to start interrogating them. They start killing some of them, and Jamie Foxx starts screaming out that one of the people that they're about to kill is his son. He'll tell them anything that he knows. And Taron Egerton, the whole time, is saying, hey, well, why are we killing all these people? They're prisoners, so we should just keep them as prisoners and not try to kill them. As they're about to kill Jamie Foxx's son, he intervenes. Because he intervened in that situation, his commanders and people back at home try to ruin his life. So it goes for him trading places and going from being well off to being poor and also being assumed dead. That's kind of where we'll stop. So I will say, I kind of went into this movie expecting to hate this, mainly because another movie that I thought I was going to like that had an actor that I also like, which is Charlie Hunnam. He was in King Arthur, and I was hoping that movie would turn out well, and it did not. And then I saw this movie again, Taron Egerton, and I'm wondering why Jamie Foxx is in this. Like, yeah, that seems like a miscast. And oddly enough, I will say that this movie is okay. It's completely silly and what James would consider to be a popcorn flick. But the story in it actually works. All the major characters are there. Friar Tuck. Jamie Foxx's character is technically Little John. I think his Moorish name is something different, but he just says, hey, call me John. And Marion's there, who's played by Eve Hewison. They give her a lot to do. And she's just not some standard love interest that they don't actually do anything. They don't actually contribute. They're just expecting someone to save them. She actually is very integral to the story. You also have Ben Mendelsohn, who is the sheriff of Nottingham. He and Robin of Locksley's family have some backstory. Other than this movie being a little too long, the action in it is slightly too stylistic. So there's a lot of slow-mo and speed ramping, but it's okay. Again, it's not what King Arthur was, where that is a mixture of 300 and trying to somehow put King Arthur into that. I mean, this is a standard story. I would actually say that it might be better than the Russell Crowe Robin Hood. The music in it's okay. The acting in it is okay. Oddly enough, I thought Jamie Foxx would be silly giving off a British accent, but he does it relatively well. This movie gets a 5.5. It's not that bad. This movie bombed at the box office, but the movie's not that bad. It's okay. This is something that you would watch on TNT, TBS, FX on a weekend. Just turn it on, turn your brain off, and continue on with life. You saw the movie? Great. And that's Beast Game Podcast.